Thank you very much, Jeff, and good morning to all of you. I am here on the behalf of Dr. Wajid Nas, Dr. Hafiz Mukum Ahmad, and also Professor Ishfaq Ahmad, who is my PhD boss, and myself is Dr. Wajid from ComSats Institute of Information Technology, Bihari. I am the colleague of them. So the title of presentation is the Simulating Water and Nitrogen Requirements for Maize Under Semi-Arid Conditions Using the CSM Ceres Maize Model. So the outline of the presentation includes the effect of water and nutrient management, practices on maize productivity, crop modeling, need for the study, study objectives, methodology, results, and finally the conclusions. So, water resources are becoming meager due to climate change, population growth, competition from the other water users, and the drought that is, was stated by Farhani and his colleagues in 2007. Similarly, Liu and his colleagues says the best water management practices improve soil moisture, crop development, and growth. As well as Raymond says that water stress decreases cell division, leaf expansion, and crop growth rate. As well as Moser says drought conditions accompanied by high dose of nitrogen reduce the maize yield. Nitrogen management practice also includes, these are different scientists who says about the management practices regarding nitrogen, and the best nutrient management practices improve nitrogen uptake, crop yield, and environment safety. As well as Grant says in 2002 that the crop management practices that improve the nitrogen use efficiency obviously increase farm profit and reduce the detrimental effects on the environment associated with the nitrogen loss. So about the crop modeling, Garrett in 1989 says that the crop simulation models can play an important role in forecasting crop yield and determining solution for other crop-related problems. As well as Jones and his colleagues in 2003 says that the decision support system for agrotechnology transfer, that is known as DSAT, is a package of different crop growth models that assesses soil and weather data to predict crop growth and yield. So why this study was carried out? The plant water and the nitrogen requirements have generally been determined through the field experiments employing various rates of water and nutrients. Literature reports a few studies that have extensively, both from experimental as well as from modeling, inspected the effect of crop inputs at various maize stages under the different climatic conditions. And the objectives of studies include to study the effect of different nitrogen and water levels on development, growth, and yield of maize hybrids, to assess the application of Ceres maize model for simulation of water and nitrogen requirements of maize crop under irrigated conditions of Punjab, Pakistan. So the methodology includes, there were two experiments, and in first experiments, the material and methods includes, the site was Agronomic Research Farm, University of Agriculture, Faisalabad, in Pakistan. And RCBD design with split plot arrangement was used with three applications, and the plot size was 3 into 5 meters with row to row spacing of 75 centimeter and plant to plant distance 720 centimeter. And the hybrid was used, that was Pioneer 31R88. The crop was sown on August 2009, as well as the second experiment was sown on August 2, 2010. there was following treatments. So there was three irrigation levels basically that were in main plots, and that was I1, irrigation 1 normal with different irrigation levels as well as different stages, as stress at vegetative stage, stress at replication stage, and each irrigation consisted of 75 millimeter depth, which was calculated by the following formula: Q is equal to A and D by T. So on the below of this slide there are different letters that are mentioned on the above portion of the slides. So these were the nitrogen fertilizer rates and subplots N1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And the N1 was 100 kg per hectare, 150 kg per hectare, 200 kg per hectare, 250 kg per hectare, as well as the nitrogen 5 level was 300 kg per hectare. So in second experiments, the same site was used with same design and applications, as well as hybrid was also the same one. So there was the treatments, different treatments as compared to the first experiment. So in T1 there was nitrogen treatment that is applied in main plots, 1/3 nitrogen level at the seedbed preparation, 1/3 at nitrogen at V6, and 1/3 at VT stage. V stands for vegetative, N for number of leaves, R for reproductive stages, T for tasseling, I for silking, 1 for silking, 2 for blister, as 3 for indicates for milking stage. So these were three treatments that was in main plots. So this slide shows the nitrogen fertilizer rates that was in subplots. N1 100 kg, N2 150 kg, N3 200 kg, N4 250 kg, and in N5 there was 300 kg nitrogen was applied per hectare. So the field data were obtained from the experiments conducted during autumn 2009 and 10, used as input data for the SRS maize model. For the calibration and evaluation of the crop model by using DSAT, the model simulation was performed under the optimum growth conditions. The comparison of model simulation with the observation was used to assess the accuracy of the model, that is stated by Hogenboom and his colleagues in 2011. Model calibration and validation. The model was calibrated with the data collected from one optimum treatment, I1 and 4, during 2010. Cultivar coefficients were determined successfully starting from P1, P2, P5 and FIN, followed by G2 and G3 as stated by Hunt and Booty in 1998. After the simulation, model evaluation and validation was run by independent data sets of all the treatments of the experiments. So this graph shows the weather summary of experimental site during 2009 and 2010. And the red color shows, hole shows the maximum temperature, blue the minimum temperature, and solar radiation as well as rainfall in 2009 and 10 of the experimental area. This is only the weather station, weather graph of the only the cropped area right from August till December. So results include that these are the summary of simulated and observed values during model calibration with the data recorded from standard treatments I1 and 4 in 2010. That includes antithesis rate, that's all simulated and observed values are almost same, maturity date also same, and there is a little bit different in maximum LAI from simulated and observed values. as well as grain per cobs, maturity yield, as well as total biomass. This is the difference between simulated and observed values. So this slide shows the model evaluation and simulated and observed values of days to antithesis. These are basically different treatments, and finally at the end of the treatment slide there is our root mean square error in 2009, and that is 2.22, and in 2010 that is 4.2. This graph shows the evaluation of model by simulated and observed values of leaf area index. The top figure shows the leaf area LAI of 2009, and the second one is the LAI of 2010. This graph shows the evaluation of model by simulated and observed values for TDM. That is total dry matter production. And this slide shows the model and evaluation by simulated and observed values for grain yield, that is kg per hectare. And the RMSE for 2009 is 180 between simulated and observed values, while in 2010 that is 1586 between different treatments that are elaborated in material and methods. While in experiment second, the evaluation of simulated and observed values for leaf area index, these figure shows in first row, that is in 2009 for different treatments T1 and 5, and the D index statistics states for treatment first one, that is 0.6, and for the second one that is 0.9. And similarly, in this slide shows the model evaluation by simulated and observed values for grain yield, that is kg per hectare, and root mean square error for 2009 is tetra 1 1 1 1, while for 2010 the root mean square error is 656. This graph shows the evaluation of simulated and observed values for total dry matter production, and similarly for 2009 as well as for 2010 for different treatments. So finally, in the conclusion from this study, include the water deficit at the vegetative state reduced the grain yield by 14%, while the deficit at reproductive stage reduced the grain yield by 22%. Time course simulation from CSM Saras Mills model for leaf area index was satisfactory in stress treatments, while good in normal treatments. In treatment of the both experimental, these statistics ranged from 0.5 2.99 in 2009 and 10 respectively. The model predicted total dry matter production was very accurately, having low root mean square error, low at very deep statistics value of 0.9 2.99 in both experiments during 2009 and 10. Therefore, the model can used as a tool for forecasting climate effects on crop and the crop yield under semi-arid environment of Punjab, Pakistan. So these are the references that were used in the presentation. Thank you so much. If you have any question, then please.
Thank you.